Tonight's Encouragement Live is pre-recorded. No phone calls, please. Coming up on Encouragement Live, are you thinking about retirement? Maybe you've already retired. We'll talk retirement with Roxanne Indermule of His Faithful Stewards. That's ahead on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us. As coming from studios originating in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas, I'm always saying live, Roxanne Indermule is with me on this pre-recorded edition of our program. And our program is produced by Encouragement Communications. Roxanne is working with HisFaithfulStewards.com. Roxanne, you are nowhere near retirement age, but I know you talk about retirement, right?
Well, bless your heart. I don't plan to retire anytime soon, but some are retiring at my age.
Well, I was going to say, there's some retiring at my age, and some are retiring earlier than me, and that's okay, and I'm happy for them, and I'm happy to be doing the things I'm doing. Somebody sent me an email the other day and said, how are you enjoying your retirement? And because I was president of a college and stepped down from that in 2014, they thought, well, you've retired, but I just transitioned to radio ministry and pastoral ministry and a few other things. And but, you know, we never retire from serving the kingdom of God. But I think most of us look forward to a time when maybe we retire from our jobs and we don't need to work for a living any longer and we have more time with family, and we can serve others, be more involved in Christian ministry. Roxanne, what kinds of things do you think people think about when we think about and talk about retirement?
Well, you know, I hear all kinds of things, but some people think about spending more time with family and friends.
Yeah.
I also hear people being excited to do short-term mission trips that they couldn't do when they were working. Other people might be looking forward to volunteer work or serving more with their church. Some people have visions of traveling and relaxing. I mean, it just means different things to different people.
But now we alluded to the fact that we don't really retire from serving the kingdom of God. And you're not talking about that, are you?
No, not at all. I mean, all the evidence from the Bible shows believers serving until the day they can't serve anymore, which for most, that's the day they die.
Right.
I mean, like, that's what we saw with Paul and the apostles. But the idea of retirement as a time of just lounging around and pretty much doing nothing is a very Western idea that we don't see in the Bible at all. So, you know, at least not where it comes to service in the kingdom.
Talking with Roxanne Indermule of His Faithful Stewards, and they have a free financial video series to help you learn your options for retirement savings at HisFaithfulStewards.com. This is a free video series with short 3 to 5 minute videos to help you maximize your retirement money. Sign up at HisFaithfulStewards.com. We're talking with Roxanne Indermule of His Faithful Stewards and talking about the subject of retirement. We're not taking any phone calls on this edition of the program. Roxanne, talk about how you see this subject of retirement, what it means to you.
Well, and I see retirement as a time of freedom. I mean, without the obligations of work schedules, it leaves us with a lot more free time. And this can allow us to serve more freely, see how much impact we can make in the kingdom of heaven. I can see taking, you know, some needed downtime to relax and travel too, but I see it as a time of greater service and really a chance to graduate to heaven with a bang. I mean, after all, when we're giving of ourselves, we're, you know, storing up treasure in heaven for the future.
You know, I think about the passage. It talks about rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3 talks about building on the foundation of our faith of gold and silver and precious stones and wood and hay and straw. And I believe that there's no question that this is a season of life when we can begin to build on that. Talking with Roxanne Indermule of His Faithful Stewards, the website HisFaithfulStewards.com will tell you about a resource they're making available. This program is pre-recorded. Keep in mind, we're not taking phone calls.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessings. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, Agape Care International, and the Fund for Victims of Terror extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at mymlcti.com, providing training and support to volunteers who uplift broken hearts.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
Tonight's edition of Encouragement Live is pre-recorded. We're not taking phone calls. I'm Don Hawkins, and with me on the phone, Roxanne Endermuhl of His Faithful Stewards. And by the way, His Faithful Stewards has a free financial video series that helps you learn your options for retirement and for savings toward retirement. You can sign up at HisFaithfulStewards.com. Again, that's a free video series with short 3 to 5 minute videos that can help you maximize your retirement money. And if we're going to retire, we need to have money. You can sign up for these informative and free videos at HisFaithfulStewards.com. And Roxanne, we're talking about this subject of retirement. And I guess you would say that after we retire from our employment, from our jobs, we can become more focused on building the kingdom of God?
Yeah. I mean, we're building the kingdom of God when we take the time to encourage our brothers and sisters, or when we spend time teaching our grandchildren Bible stories. I mean, when we volunteer our time to help those less fortunate or to support our local church ministries, we're building the kingdom of God. And those who have, you know, saved and grown their money well, this may be a time when they can also be more generous in giving to the needs of others and to Christian ministries.
If somebody has been, maybe their health has been in decline and they can't get around very much, do you think there's some ways they can still help build the kingdom of God, even though they may have trouble at their particular time and circumstance in life?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, we impact the world for the kingdom of God through relationships. Most everyone has a phone, or they can text somebody just to give an encouraging word. I mean, also people can write letters maybe to someone who's struggling or to someone in prison. I mean, if their health if their health is good enough that they could just invite someone over for a cup of coffee, they can just be a listening ear. I mean, when we build love and for others and into the lives of other people, we build the kingdom of God.
Yeah, and there's so many ways to think about that, to be an encouragement to people. Many times on this program, we've talked about the essence of encouragement and the brand of this program, Encouragement Live. That's what we're all about. Even though this program is pre-recorded, we want to encourage people. And I think, Roxanne, that as we transition out of those busy schedules that we have, we're working, we're raising a family. It's amazing some of the things that we can do if we just allow the Lord to lead us and to use us and look for those opportunities. Now, in order to be able to do that, there's some things that you do to help people prepare for that future retirement for their job. What are some of those things that you make available?
Well, I focus on the financial part of making that happen. I start by helping them assess their situation. Their age is going to determine the kind of questions that I need to ask. But when working with people, say 50 years old and older, we ask questions like, how much do they need to pay their bills? Does that include the increased medical costs and medical insurance costs for their senior years? What money will they have coming to pay those bills? And how much do they have saved to supplement other income? Have they accounted for taxes? I mean, do they have a hedge to protect from inflation? I mean, it's always really important to start with an assessment that looks at their personal situation and what their goals are for the money.
We'll take a quick break at this point. Our program is pre-recorded. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Roxanne Endermuhl of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
In the heart of tradition, where each letter carries weight, the number 18 stands tall. In Hebrew, it's Chai, the very essence of life, a symbol woven into the fabric of Jewish culture. At celebrations, we toast L'chaim, to life, anticipating joy and prosperity. Now, the Master Life Coach Training Institute, Agape Care International, and the Fund for Victims of Terror channel this ancient blessing to those who need it most.
In the shadow of conflict, Israeli soldiers and their families face the toll of war. Let's stand with Israel by donating just $18 at mymlcti.com.
Your gift, less than a family meal at some fast food restaurants, can nourish souls by training volunteers dedicated to mending spirits shattered by crisis.
Visit mymlcti.com to make a donation. That's mymlcti.com.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's sat7usa.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We are back on Encouragement Live, but tonight's program is pre-recorded. We're not taking phone calls, so do keep that in mind. It may sound live, and Roxanne Indermule is live in person when we're recording the program, but not taking phone calls. But I do want to remind you about the series of free financial videos that can help you learn about options for retirement savings. They're about 3 to 5 minutes each, and you can find those at hisfaithfulstewards.com. And we'll also mention a bit later a little bit about a spending plan worksheet. Tell you about that. Spending plans are important. There's another word, Roxanne, that we use for that. We won't use that word right now. But I want to go back to where we were when we went to the break. We were talking with the fact that there are really three things in terms of preparing for retirement. You know, Jesus talked about if you're going to build a building or you're going to wage war, you have to sit down and count the cost. And as I recall, there are three things that you need to start with looking at a personal situation and a financial future in terms of retirement. And I'm thinking about what they need, what they have, what their goals are. Maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, we were just going through some of the different questions that I would ask them in an assessment, because it's really important to start with a clear picture of what they're going to need, what they have, and what their goals are. And those would probably be the three things when we do an assessment that have to be in place is what do you have, what are you going to need, and what are your goals if you have extra money? I mean, are there ministries you want to fund? What do you want to do with that?
Yeah,
And also, if they decide to work with us, we can also create a complete financial plan for them as well.
Yeah, so there's a lot involved in that. And I know that there are people who've chosen to work with you, and that's certainly something we encourage people to consider. There are a lot of assets accessible through hisfaithfulstewards.com. And I wonder, Roxanne, do you find that a lot of people have already put together this kind of a plan to prepare for retirement?
Well, sadly, no. I mean, I've actually been really surprised at how many people haven't assessed their situation much, and they really haven't made much of a plan. I speak with a lot of people who are nearing retirement who do not know how much they need to pay their monthly bills. They don't know how much they're going to be getting from Social Security, and they haven't had anyone sit down and help them put together a cohesive plan that's going to make it all come together for them.
Now, you said you do this for people around 50 or above. Do you something different for people who are younger than that?
Yeah. When people are younger, they don't really know what a lot of these numbers are going to be for the future. So we can't really plan their income needs, 30 years in advance.
Yeah.
So we focus more on having a savings plan and creating a tax-free stream of income for the future. Since we have more time to work with, it allows us to do some strategies that we can't do as well with people over 50.
Now, what kinds of things do people need to look at that are in this assessment that you put together with people?
Okay, well, we actually break things down. First, you know, we put things together, the sources of income for now, and again for retirement. And then we look at a spending plan that outlines all of their regular needs and bills that have to be paid. And then we subtract those needs from the income. And if the number's still positive, then we know the person will have their basic needs covered. If the number's negative, that shows us how much that person will be short of meeting their basic needs. So that step then directs us to the next step, which is making changes or reviewing savings.
Now, you said something about having a spending plan. How does someone put a spending plan together?
Well, we actually have some free forms that we use to help people evaluate their spending. Without a tool, it's really easy for people to forget about some of the things that they need to spend money on. That free worksheet can be requested from our website at hisfaithfulstewards.com. They can just send a message that they would like our free spending plan worksheet, and we'll email it to them for no cost.
Now, years ago, there was a lady that I did radio with on a regular basis, and we used the term spending plan, and she would substitute that for another word that a lot of people don't like. It's a word that starts with a B. It's called a budget.
Yeah.
You find people allergic to the term budget.
Yeah, you'd think it had four letters in it.
You know? But it's absolutely necessary. And again, I think it's a tremendous resource that you have available at hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can request this free spending plan worksheet. It'll help you put together your own spending plan. Now, if you're already retired, if you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, 20s even, it can still be very useful. That's at hisfaithfulstewards.com. And the way you get that is you go to that website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, and request the free spending plan. There's no obligation. There's no cost to that, but it'll be a great resource to help you. Roxanne, what are some of the things that you think are important to have included in a spending plan?
Well, I think there's three biblical uses of money that all need to be included. To live, to give, and to grow. A good spending plan for anyone who's not retired will have all three uses in it. They have money they spend for living, money that they set aside for giving, and money that's saved where it will grow. I mean, if someone's already retired and they've planned well, they may be past the point of growing more savings and be more focused on how they might make an impact with their money for the kingdom of God. But it totally depends on a person's situation, how to best craft that spending plan.
And some of you need to give some attention to that, especially if you haven't done so. And again, that resource, request the spending plan when you go to hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, once a person has a plan, how do you help them put that plan into action? Because my experience has been that a lot of times people will put a plan together. They plan their work, but they don't get around to working their plan. Do you ever see that situation?
Yeah, quite often, in fact. So I do show people how to grow their money in a way that doesn't gamble it or risk it. I mean, the world teaches us to put our money in the stock market for savings. The government wants us to do that, which should be a big flag for us. But
yeah.
That exposes us to loss. But we've been conditioned to accept this risk as normal, and that's just the way everybody does things. But we can be better stewards than that. And so I help people put their money where they are guaranteed to never lose that money, and where it's average growth rates of 8 to 14% a year for the last 10 years.
Mm.
Also, through these vehicles, they can be assured that they will never run out of money, no matter how long they live.
Now, that sounds like really good growth. And if you don't have to make up for lost money, which I think a lot of people have to do when the stock market makes one of those corrections, it sounds even better. Do you actually help people set those plans up?
Yes, we do. This is the business part of what we do and how we earn our living. I mean, we've taken a lot of time to search through dozens of companies to find ones that meet three criteria, which are: one, as much as we can tell, the companies involved in biblically responsible investments; two, their plans have a history of earning 8 to 14% or more per year over the last 10 years; and three, the company must have strong financial ratings and good customer service ratings.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about these plans, what would you recommend that they do?
Well, there's a couple ways. They can make an appointment with us and learn more from us directly. There's a link to schedule an appointment on our website or a phone number to call. Or they can sign up for the free video series at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Our video series has short 3 to 5 minute videos that get emailed once a week. They're completely free and they help people to understand the concepts of these investments, and they can stop them anytime. Again, they could sign up for the free videos at hisfaithfulstewards.com.
And again, as you mentioned, there is a spending plan that you can request when you go to that website. Remember, we're not taking questions tonight, and it may be this has brought about some questions on the part of some of you that you're having and wondering about what you can do about a certain situation. And again, the website is hisfaithfulstewards.com. I think there's a place there where they can schedule a time to talk with you in person or a phone number they can call and leave a message. And sometimes you get back with them. Is that correct?
Yes. All right. That is correct.
So keep that in mind. Now, are these kinds of accounts that you're talking about that meet these three criteria that we're just talking about? And I think those are excellent criteria. They're biblically responsible investments. They have a history of great earnings, 8 to 14% or more over a 10-year period, and a strong financial rating and a good customer service rating. Are these new kinds of accounts, or have they been around a while?
Actually, no, they aren't at all. They've been around for over 100 years. And in the last 10 to 20 years, these plans have experienced a lot of really positive changes that have made them much more attractive. I mean, there are new indices that have been averaging in the double digits. So some of the stronger benefits are newer, but these types of accounts have been around for a really long time. People who had them during the Great Depression were really grateful for them, since they didn't lose their money like so many other people who had their money in the stock market.
Yeah. And there have been a lot of people who've lost money in the stock market. And if you've lost money in the stock market, raise your hand. I see hands being raised all over the country right now from people. A lot of that going on. You know, think about many of us are too young for the Great Depression, but there, I think about when was it, 2008, that things begin to go south in a big way, and there have been some others as well. I know probably, Roxanne, there are a lot of people wondering about costs and fees. Do these kinds of accounts have a lot of fees, a lot of costs?
Yeah, most of the ones I work with have no fees at all. There are some benefit additions that, you know, may have some small fees that people can elect that they might be appropriate. But most often with these, we're placing people in ones that have no fees. There are a lot of these kind of accounts out there that do have fees, but we've taken the time to find ones that we work with that can be set with no fees and that still earn 8 to 14% on average per year.
You know, it puzzles me why a lot of people have been told or not been told about these kind of accounts by financial advisors. And I know that we've talked about this. Why do you think it is that so many people never hear about these opportunities for investment?
Well, when a financial advisor is working with the stock market and market accounts, they get paid every year to manage your money. The plans that I work with only pay a commission when a product is placed, so there's no ongoing commissions. Because of this, many advisors are not given a lot of training about these products, or they've actually been told a lot of negative things about them that really aren't accurate, or they're just accurate about a small little group of these products, not all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the companies that they work for are making overrides on those yearly commissions, and they encourage them to keep people's money in the market so that they'll keep getting paid year after year.
Something to keep in mind there, that there maybe you haven't heard about these and you may be suspicious because your advisor hasn't told you about them. And as Roxanne just explained, there may be an incentive on the part of your particular broker, your financial advisor, because of this. And it may be that you're concerned about these issues. Again, you can reach out, schedule a time to talk with Roxanne. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can sign up for those short free videos or the spending plan worksheet. The website again, hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Here's a converse from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account.
Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And again, a reminder, this program is pre-recorded, so that telephone number will not connect you with us tonight. But you can always check out HisFaithfulStewards.com and learn more about the resources that can help you develop your own personal spending plan. Or you can check out the free video series that they release every week that Roxanne has prepared. And again, that website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Roxanne, is there a difference in where the money comes from to pay financial advisors who work in the stock market and retirement planners like yourself?
Yes. I mean, with the retirement accounts that I work with, the client never pays the commission. The companies cover those costs without taking it out of the customer's accounts. They can do this since they only pay it one time. And they also make money on, you know, money that comes to them.
Sure.
So when a person has their money in the stock market, they will typically be charged a management fee every single year. And it's deducted from their growth on the account. It pays their advisor every year. And over the years, they've not only lost the amount of those fees, but all those deducted fees have not been earning the compound interest either. And that can add up to a lot of money over time.
It's something to really give thought to. Now, I've heard you talk about some other things that you do to help people. Can you give us a rundown on some of the other things that you're doing to be of assistance to people in this financial area?
Sure. I also work with a 75-year-old specialty trust that can help, you know, investors and self-employed people to drastically reduce their taxes. It eliminates taxes on capital gains, royalties, rents, and any other kind of passive income, and it can reduce self-employment taxes by over 90%.
That's pretty impressive to think about reducing self-employment taxes. And many of you I know listen to our program. You're in that situation. Now, you say it's a specialty trust. So can they get something like this trust from their accountant or their attorney?
Well, it's not very likely. This trust has been copyrighted, so it hasn't been passed around for competing parties to sell much. I mean, accountants and attorneys are professionals that are in competition with each other for your business, and they want to keep your business. So they will direct you to what they know and what they're familiar with.
Sure.
People don't realize that when you go to one of these professionals and ask their opinion of somebody else's work, something they've never seen, it's like going to a Chevy dealership and asking them to give an evaluation of the proprietary specs on a Toyota.
Good illustration, yeah.
Yeah, they've never seen them, and they don't know anything about them. They just have a general knowledge of cars, and they're not equipped to evaluate a competitor's design, especially ones that they've never seen. So they will just direct people to what they know and often discourage people from doing things different than what would result in a loss of business for them.
Sounds like human nature. In other words, if you're familiar with it and it's going to help you, that's where you direct. Now, here's a question. How can someone learn if one of these trusts might be good for them?
Well, the best way to learn about them is to set a time with us. We're happy to go through the benefits and provisions of the trust and to help people figure out if it might be a good fit for them. I mean, we'll tell them whether it is or whether it isn't. I mean, they can call us, email us, or use the link on the website to set a time to chat. They just go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and either schedule the time there or contact us, from one of those other methods.
Yeah, and again, keep in mind, hisfaithfulstewards.com is also the place to visit to find out about this free financial video series that Roxanne has put together that can help you learn about your options for your retirement savings. That's a free series of short 3 to 5 minute videos that will help you maximize your retirement money. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. You sign up for those at hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's also the place to ask to receive the spending plan worksheet. We're not calling it a budget worksheet, not going to use the B word tonight. Going to keep that away from anybody that might be offended. So, Roxanne, earlier you mentioned that you have some different strategies for people that are younger than 50. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how you approach things with younger people.
Well, sure. And we do approach things a bit differently because when people are younger, it's more important that their savings has some liquidity to it. And what we mean by that is that they can access it without penalties. I mean, so like first, people with kids at home especially, they can have an urgent or, some emergency situation arise that can tap into their savings. And as much as we want to guard our retirement savings, sometimes other priorities come up that require us to use save money. So we want to be sure that younger people have good access to the cash reserves that won't incur any kind of penalties for accessing it. But we want it to grow and earn some decent interest as well. So we strive to do that. And then secondly, these same accounts can provide a tax-free income stream for the future.
Helpful to keep in mind. Now, are there some tax-free options for older folks as well for their income?
Yes, we just don't have quite as much time to pull them together. I mean, for example, a younger person can contribute $7,000 per year to a Roth plan. A Roth plan is paid for with money that has been taxed already, and taxes are actually not charged on the growth. So if a younger person uses a Roth plan, they've got many years to build a tax-free income for the future. But when someone starts one of these accounts at age 50 or over, their contribution allowances are only a little higher at $8,000 per year. So there's not as many years to build that account. So for folks over 50, one thing we might do is consider a Roth conversion.
Now, let's get into the difference between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, because I think this is something that would be helpful for people to understand. With a traditional IRA, you put money into that account, and that money builds. Let's say that you put $10,000 into that account, and by the time you get ready to retire, you have interest built up, and you have $25,000 in that account. You begin to pull that money out. You're taxed on every bit of that, including the income and the growth, correct?
Yeah, and let's back up just a little bit. That $10,000, when somebody puts it into a traditional IRA, that'll be deducted off of their taxes the year that they put it in there.
Okay.
So they're not going to pay taxes. But the thing is, they're being deducted on today's taxes.
Yes.
So now, as you said, when they pull that out down the future, after it's grown, they're going to pay taxes on the principal, they're going to pay taxes on the growth, but they're going to pay them at whatever the current tax rates are.
Ooh, and you just brought up something that really sort of changes the landscape on that. How many of us have seen our taxes go down over the years? Doesn't happen.
That's not the way they usually go.
No, the typical direction is they go up. The government gets bigger. The government needs more, and you pay more. Some of us just got finished writing a check to Uncle Sam last month and covering some of the obligations that our government has. But the difference in a Roth IRA, let's say that you put that $10,000 into a Roth IRA, and you pay taxes on that at whatever your rate is, and maybe you're younger and your income is lower at that point, so you have a lower tax liability than maybe later when you're making more money.
Well, with a Roth IRA, you're actually going to put money in there that's already been taxed. Okay. You're going to pay taxes on the year that it goes in. But the benefit of the Roth is that you're paying today's taxes, not tomorrow's higher taxes, for starters. Yeah. But then all of the growth that happens inside of that account, you'll never have to pay taxes on in a Roth.
Hmm. And I sort of mentioned in this one scenario that $10,000 was put in, let's say, when somebody's young, and by the time the growth has been compounded, and we're typically talking about compound interest, and some of you remember studying about this in high school or college, but compound interest grows at a pretty big rate. And if you're not having to pay tax on that compounded interest money and the accrual of all that, that can make a huge difference, can it?
Yes, that can make a huge difference. And also, if you put it someplace where it never goes backwards on top of that, and it only moves forwards, then you have both of those working in your favor.
Yeah, I think that's very important. We have covered some really strategic and helpful information, and I think it'd be helpful, Roxanne, for us to go back through some of this. Our purpose tonight in this pre-recorded program is to make sure that we cover some educational things that we often don't have time to cover when we're actually taking phone calls and that sort of thing. I want to go back and pick up on something that you talked about, a specialty trust that can help investors and self-employed people to reduce their taxes, because a lot of people have started a business or they're self-employed, that they don't get a 1040, they don't have income deducted, they have to pay their own taxes, and you found a way to really help people in that regard.
Yes, we have a trust that really, it's been around for 75 years, and it stood the test of time. But it is copyrighted, so you're not going to find it with just anybody. But it wipes out those passive income taxes, and we can put it together with a business trust and wipe out self-employment taxes, or wipe them down. We don't wipe them out completely, but we can get them down 90% or even a little more.
Now, you think about that, reducing the amount of money that you are paying the government in self-employment taxes by 90%. That would be worth investigating. And, of course, if you're interested, maybe you're self-employed, maybe you're in business for yourself, and maybe you and your wife started a cottage industry, and so you want to find out about this, you can go schedule a time at the website hisfaithfulstewards.com and talk with Roxanne. You're not obligated to anything, just to check this out and find out, and you may discover it's something that you want to explore for yourself. And so we're talking about that for people who are self-employed. But whether you're self-employed or whether you've been working for a business for 20, 30, 40 years, maybe you're in a trade or maybe you're in the medical field, the nursing field, or something of that nature, it's still important, Roxanne, to have some kind of a spending plan. Nobody is so young that they should not have a spending plan, and nobody's too old. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, because it works like this. Either we have a spending plan, and we're going to see where our money needs to go, and we're going to tell it where to go, or our money is going to basically grow wings and fly away.
Hmm.
Because if we don't have a plan, then we really don't have any limits on ourselves. And either we don't spend anything because we're afraid we don't have it there, or we spend too much just because we don't know it's there.
Yeah, and it's so helpful to be able to access this spending plan worksheet that we talked about earlier in the program, and want to remind you that it is available. You can request a free spending plan worksheet to help you put together that spending plan at the website hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just request the free spending plan, and if you'd like to sign up to receive those free videos, go to the website hisfaithfulstewards.com. We'll come back with more on this edition of Encouragement Live.
In the heart of tradition, where each letter carries weight, the number 18 stands tall. In Hebrew, it's Chai, the very essence of life, a symbol woven into the fabric of Jewish culture. At celebrations, we toast L'chaim, to life, anticipating joy and prosperity. Now, the Master Life Coach Training Institute, Agape Care International, and the Fund for Victims of Terror channel this ancient blessing to those who need it most.
In the shadow of conflict, Israeli soldiers and their families face the toll of war. Let's stand with Israel by donating just $18 at mymlcti.com.
Your gift, less than a family meal at some fast food restaurants, can nourish souls by training volunteers dedicated to mending spirits shattered by crisis.
Visit mymlcti.com to make a donation. That's mymlcti.com.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
We are so glad you've joined us for this pre-recorded edition of Encouragement Live. We're not taking phone calls. Roxanne Indermule is sitting in with us, telling us about some very important issues related to our finances. And Scripture makes it clear, Roxanne, and I think this is something that's always important to underscore, that when it comes to our money, we don't own it. We don't own our possessions. In fact, God owns everything. Talk about that.
Well, we can see in Matthew 25 with the parable of the stewards that we're each entrusted with God, what God has given to us. And he expects us to use that money in a way that it's going to expand. And, you know, I believe it means expanding his kingdom. It means, you know, putting it in a place where it's going to grow. It means we're not just going to bury it in the ground, because, you know, we see the steward in that story who buried it in the ground was called a wicked servant.
Yes.
You know, he wants us, you know, to in faith step out and grow that money. But I also think it's important for us to be cautious and know that we can put it places where it won't go backwards. But, you know, we get lots of benefits for forward movements.
Very important to keep those things in mind. Again, knowing that God owns everything. When it comes time to look at my situation, where I am, whether I'm at retirement, already retired for some time, or maybe still 20, 30, 40 years away, there are three things that you talked about. What they need, what do we need right now? And everybody has needs. What do we have? That would be the income. And then what are our goals? What are we looking at for the future? Could you elaborate on those a little bit?
Well, yes. Like when we went through, we just really need to assess a person's situation and in terms of what do they need to live? I mean, for somebody whose house is paid off and their cars are paid off, that's a different number than it is for somebody who still has a mortgage and they're making, you know, and they're making payments on a car or a student loan or whatever else.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have to assess the situation, you know, and then what are their goals for their money? What do they want to accomplish? How much of it do they need? what do they need to pay those bills? And so if they have money that's above and beyond, what are their goals for it? Is it because they want to leave that to Christian ministries? Do they want to leave it to their family or some to each? What do they want to happen with that money? Or do they want it for a backup? Do they want it to cover long-term care? I mean, what do they want to do with it? If we have to know what those answers are to create a good plan.
And, you know, it's important, I think, to look beyond our lifetimes in terms of stewardship, and that includes giving. I know of a situation where some individuals were supporting a ministry with a donor-advised fund, and they were giving a significant gift on a regular basis to a ministry. And those people both passed away, husband and wife team, and they'd been very generous during that time. But apparently, and again, I don't know all the facts in this, but apparently, all of a sudden, that income stream from that donor-advised fund dried up and went away. And apparently, you know, they had certainly had a heart to support that ministry during their lifetime. But the question is, you know, what about beyond their lifetime? That ministry could continue, or it might not continue based on that. So again, that's one of the important reasons to build that spending plan beyond just what you're spending now, but to the future as well. Would you agree?
Yes, very much so. I mean, because the Bible teaches us, you know, where our money is, there's where our heart's going to be. And are we building up treasure here, or are we building up treasure in heaven?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned three categories in terms of looking at the money that we have coming in. We have money to live on, we have money to give on, and we have money to grow, and that would relate to the future. Give us a little recap and elaboration on that, if you will.
Well, you know, God gives us money to provide for our daily needs, and, you know, that's the money that we live on. And then there's money, you know, to give. And, you know, some of us have more to give than others. It just depends. I mean, but we're called to give. I mean, we're stewards of what God's entrusted to us, and what's he calling us to give back? So there's to give. And then to grow. Again, he doesn't want us to shove it in the ground. He wants us to grow that money and, you know, and expand what it can do and make the best use of it.
And you talked about some ways to grow your money without the possibility of losing it. And yet in the stock market, there is no guarantee that tomorrow or the next day things may change. And we're looking at a very volatile world in which we're living right now. And, you know, inflation has been a big factor and a lot of these other issues. You've talked about some things that you've evaluated, and you've looked at three criteria for investments. And I wonder if you'd go back and talk about those particular criteria that you're using, that you look at when you find companies to put people with to invest their resources.
Sure. And I can tell you, I have access to about 80 to 100 different companies, but mostly I only write from about three because it's really difficult to find ones that meet these criteria. And the first one is, as much as I can tell, they're going to be biblically responsible with where their investments go.
Yeah.
Now, just to elaborate a little bit on that, so that's a really difficult thing to do sometimes because companies aren't completely transparent with their money goes. So
sure.
We have to look at the overall picture and do the best that we can with it.
Yeah.
The second criteria is the plans have to have a history of earning, you know, at least 8 to 14% or more per year over the past 10 years. The plans that I'm working with, the shorter ones are in the 8% category, and the longer ones are more in a 10 to 14% category. So they have to have that kind of, you know, backing and that kind of growth.
And I was just going to jump in and say, it would seem to me that that also means that these people are these particular companies, the companies have been put together in such a way that they don't suffer the kind of volatility in the stock market where one year they have 8 to 10 to 14% growth and the next year they take a 10% hit.
Well, that's not necessarily true because we're looking at averages.
Okay.
And so the averages of what I'm looking at, some of those years go negative, but we do zero. We don't go backwards when it's negative. We just, yep. The accounts just sit level. But then there's tremendous years where it might do 20, 30, 40%.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we get a good you know, a good bonus those years. And so we're looking at the averages, because there's always going to be some negative years. Your account's just not going to go underwater with it.
Yeah, that was the point that I wanted to get to there, was that these are investments where you don't take that hit. Let's say you have $100,000 in the market, and all of a sudden the market tanks and it's 30% down, you have $70,000 left in the market. If you have $100,000 in one of these accounts and they hit a negative year, you stay flat at $100,000. Would that be correct? Am I putting that correctly?
Yeah, that is correct.
And if you happen to gain 10%, then you get 110% by the time that next year is covered.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. And so, and then the third thing that we look for is I look for financial strength and financial ratings. There's different kinds of financial ratings, and I actually work with one that kind of gets back behind and sees some of the things that the companies do to hide some of their obligations. And I look for ones that are, you know, on the top ends of the charts as far as financial stability, as well as having good, you know, customer service ratings.
You know, Roxanne, I'd like to wind up our discussion tonight. We've talked about some very practical things here, but I think underlying issues about money many times is worry. I think about the passage in Matthew chapter 6 where Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I think in that context, three times Jesus said, stop being anxious about different things. And one of those had to do with tomorrow, with the things about the future, and that's certainly ties into our money. The other had to do with the things of daily living, the clothing that you wear, the possessions that you have, the shelter that you have. We can very easily become worried. What do you share with your clients and with others that you talk with that can help them deal with the worry and fear and anxiety that people have about money?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is we need to look at the reliability of our God. We have to look at the fact that he is trustworthy and that he has promised that he will provide those essential provisions for us. I mean, we live in a scary world. There's no question about that right now. But we don't have a scary God. We have a God that will look out for us. And so that's one thing I share. Another is we have to look at what are we putting into our heads? Are we putting into our heads things that build our faith and our confidence in God? Or are we listening and reading things that just make us afraid of tomorrow? And somewhere we have, you know, we really need to focus on, you know, God and what he is promising us and what he offers us, instead of all of the ills that the world wants us to be afraid of.
Yeah, to me, that passage in Matthew chapter 6 and the Sermon on the Mount is so critical. I would say verses 25 to 34, and again, the reminder that that we're not putting our treasure in earthly things, but we're looking at heavenly things. And then the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, one of the great passages on anxiety. Stop being anxious about anything, verse 6. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And I believe it's appropriate for us to pray about our finances, to pray that God will give us wisdom in what to invest in and when to make moves about investment, how to put that spending plan together. And I suspect that that's something that you encourage people when you have people as your clients to pray about those things in addition to using wisdom and common sense.
Sure. That's an important element, I think, for us as believers, is to know that we're in partnership with God and, you know, we're the junior partner.
Yeah. So. Good way to look at it. We are the junior partner. We are the steward. That is, we are the employee of our God, entrusted with the stewardship of the God who owns everything. And Paul went on in that passage in verse 19 to say, and our God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Roxanne, I've seen so many times when God has provided for our needs, and I know you are aware of times when God has done this, and I'm aware of times when God has done this. We can trust him to give us wisdom in handling our resources, but we can also trust him to meet our needs. Thank you for the wisdom you've shared with us. Let me give a little reminder, if I could. His Faithful Stewards has that free financial video series to help you learn your options plans for your retirement savings. They're 3 to 5 minute short videos at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Also, the spending plan worksheet. Request that at hisfaithfulstewards.com. For Roxanne Indermule and His Faithful Stewards, I'm Don Hawkins. Good night.